Australia's next ambassador to the US, Arthur Sinodinos, will tonight launch a report into the state of the US-Australia alliance that calls for a more honest and critical review of the relationship. The United States Study Centre's John Lee is one of its authors. He joined me a short time ago. John Lee, welcome back to The World Today.
Thank you for having me.
Now, your report warns that Australia's alliance with the US is not well enough equipped to deal with the more assertive relationship between the US and China that you predict will continue even after President Trump leaves office. What are the key weaknesses in the Australian-US relationship that you're most concerned about?
The alliance as it currently stands is well set up for defence and intelligence cooperation because, after all, that was what it was established to do. China is very different. Because China is an indispensable economic and diplomatic power in the world, in the region, but also a competitive rival and even an economic threat in some respects, the alliance wasn't designed for that kind of challenge. So when it comes to economic and diplomatic issues in a region, I think there are differences between the two countries.
And your report says that without honest discussion, the alliance cannot be as effective as it should be. How honest is the discussion right now?
It's not that the discussion is dishonest. It's more that the discussion will tend to focus on areas where we agree. So, for example, we agree on technological issues such as the banning of Huawei, on the countering of foreign interference by mainly Chinese entities and our domestic societies. That's all important, but we disagree on, for example, the economic offensive that the Americans are launching. And for two allies with that much at stake, we do need to come to a common position.
Australia has long straddled having the US as its strategic partner and China as its key trading partner. You've advised the former Foreign Minister, Julie Bishop. You know the sensitivities here. What are you recommending that the Australian government do now to position itself to deal with this superpower rivalry?
First, the Australian government has to recognise, particularly with the economic issues, that there is a problem with the global economic system. China is too large a power to violate rules such as intellectual property. What Australia needs to do is to speak to the Americans about what the outcome of the trade war ought to be. But Australia has to have those conversations or we will be left in the cold.
To what extent do you think the combination of the Trump leadership in the US and the Xi presidency in China makes this superpower relationship more dangerous?
It is dangerous, but at the same time, Trump is the first world leader to have put President Xi on the back foot, and he's the first world leader to have caused Beijing to recalculate many of its policies. Now, we still need to know where this will land, and this is where I think the Australian Council can come in.
What do you think are the chances of outright war between the US and China? We've had one China watcher on this program predict a 40% chance of war over Taiwan within the next 5 years.
I do agree that Taiwan is the most likely theatre of war. If there is a war between the United States and China, I don't think it will be a widespread global conflict. I think it will be quite a localised one over certain issues.
If there were to be a military conflict, though, could we avoid being drawn into it?
Structurally, we can't avoid it from the point of view that our assets that we host for the Americans will be used in for a war, such as, for example, the intelligence and signals assets that we have. Whether we actually send troops and ships, I think it really depends on the circumstances of the war.
To that extent, though, our alliance with the US is a negative, isn't it?
Well, I don't think so. From the point of view that the United States has alliances in the region to deter countries from engaging in the sorts of actions that might lead to conflict. If Australia were to walk away from the alliance, besides the hit it would take to our capabilities, that would make it far more difficult for the Americans to remain present in a region. My view is that would actually increase the likelihood of conflict, not decrease it.
You suggest that a failure to address key differences in the interests between the US and Australia will weaken the alliance. What is the worst case scenario if we continue to paper over these differences?
It's not as if either country would explicitly walk away from the alliance because there's far too much entrenched cooperation. The worst case scenario is that both countries do not see eye to eye. They do not act in a coordinated fashion. And China, as we know, is extremely good at exploiting differences between America and its allies. Our point in the report is to say that there are things the alliance needs to do. And if it does that, it can be a very constructive thing for us in the region. But if it doesn't evolve, then I think it is a more dangerous situation for all of us.
John Lee, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
And that's John Lee, who's the author of that report by the United States Study Centre. It'll be launched tonight by the upcoming ambassador to the US, Arthur Sinodinos.